Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
One of the El Paso shooting victims laid to rest. Her husband, the widower, has no family. All these people in El Paso came. Hundreds and hundreds of people came to support him because he had no more family. Right after he buried his wife, somebody stole his car and totaled it. And that galvanized something very special, which we see here in the Pittsburgh area after the Tree of Life shooting, which we see in other places. And it struck a nerve with me. So earlier this morning, I was able to snag this gentleman. He is a car dealer in the El Paso area who is starting to raise money and match money to give this gentleman a new car. Listen. You know, these stories, they touch us all, whether it's the shooting here in Squirrel Hill at the synagogue, it's El Paso. It doesn't matter where tragedy strikes. It's eerie, uncanny, and predictable that goodness rises from such horror. And I want to share this story with you today. We talked earlier about Antonio Basco, the El Paso man who lost his wife. He lost his life. He didn't have any other family. And this outpouring of love from the community, showing up for her funeral when he literally had no relatives to show. 1,000 flower arrangements sent from around the world to the church and to the cemetery. This outpouring of love. And then just this awful situation where his car got stolen. Whomever stole it crashed it and left it basically in ruins. And this is where Ronnie Lowenfield comes into play here. He owns Casa Ford in El Paso, Texas. Ronnie, welcome to Pittsburgh. Welcome to KDKA. I'm so glad to hear your voice today.
Thank you very much. Yeah, it's unfortunate that we're connecting in a time like this, but I appreciate all of the love and support and that we've gotten across the nation.
Well, the reason I needed to have you today, and Marty and I, my co-host and I, agree that there is so much goodness out there, and you and your family dealership in El Paso, you jumped to help this man who has just suffered such unspeakable loss. Tell everybody who's listening what you and your family decided to do and how it's going.
Well, really, it's the magic of our people. Our employees are some of the most generous and loving people in the world. And without us even knowing, maybe 2 days after the tragedy that occurred on August 3rd, some of our employees were out there remembering the folks who lost their lives and started interacting with Tony and found out that his vehicle needed pretty significant work to be done on it. And so, you know, we have service centers, and so we asked if we could fix it up for him. And without us even knowing as the owners, they jumped into help. And, you know, we replaced tires, brakes, tire rods, just to get it back in working shape, got his AC going. And he was very thankful and grateful for that. And then, unfortunately, we saw the tragic news yesterday about his car that our people had just repaired, getting stolen and now totaled. And so we wanted to jump right on it again to say, we're here. This is part of our family. He's an extension of our family. We consider everybody here in our community as family. And so we're currently in the process of getting him a replacement vehicle so that he could have something to drive and get back on his feet.
So talk to me, Ronnie, about the dollar amount. What's this going to cost, and what have you gotten so far? What are your plans here?
Yeah, we hope to get him in a replacement vehicle as soon as possible. We are going to match up to $10,000. You know that, and I assume that y'all need to check to see how much we've raised. I know last night it was already, I think, $5,000 or $6,000 that we'd already raised. I wouldn't be surprised at all if it surpassed that already. But we're just looking to find a replacement vehicle. We're going to donate our services, and we're going to match $10,000 toward the vehicle so that he can get back on his feet.
That's amazing. You know, it's something that we have a Ford dealership here, Schultz Ford. And the owner of it, Richard Bazzi, is sounds like he's such a similar soul to you in that, yeah, it's a business. Yes, you need customers. Yes, that's the job. But when you've been blessed with success and you've been blessed with your business, you pay it forward. And that's what you're doing, isn't it?
Yeah, that's exactly it. We truly exist for the well-being of our community. That's our heartbeat. That's our whole goal in life. My brothers and I, my dad, my grandfather who started it, and that's just who we are. And so we don't like this being that much about us. We want it to be about the community. We want this to be about Tony. We want all the victims and their families to know that we are here for them and are willing to help in any way that we can.
Right. We're talking to Ronnie Lowenfield. He and his family own Casa Ford in El Paso, Texas. And if you're just joining the program now, we're talking about his dealership's efforts to replace a car that was stolen just days after a gentleman buried his wife, a victim of the El Paso shooting. And Ronnie, you know, we here in Pittsburgh grieve as well. As you know, we have buried 11 of our friends and family members here after the Squirrel Hill Synagogue shooting. And it's unusual, but it's true that horror and tragedy often bring out the best in people. Would you say so?
Yeah, I would agree. It's a sad reality, and I hate it. But I do believe that whenever we're down in the depths, you really start to see people rise. And I believe that love begets more love. And if we can just give a little bit of hope and we can provide a little bit of healing in our very little way, that maybe that ripple effect can help bring healing to our community and thoughts and prayers with yours as well. And it is a very tragic event, but as you have mentioned, something that brings hope still in humanity when you see people of all walks coming together to support.
Well. Absolutely right. And Ronnie, before I let you go today, tell me, you know, Pittsburgh, and we are broadcast all over the world on the radio.com app. Tell our listeners how they can get involved and what they can do to help Tony there in your part of Texas.
So Casa Ford Lincoln Facebook page, we've been interacting with folks all across the nation and the world in these days that following the tragedy, and you can reach out to us there. There's links there for fundraisers and donations. I think the amount of people that have come around Tony has been unbelievable, but if anybody would feel inclined to continue to support through donation. There's a number of organizations out there that are raising, still raising money for him and all the other victims' families.
Absolutely right. Ronnie Lowenfield, Casa Ford, El Paso, Texas. Thank you for the smile. Thank you for the good you do. And I wish you God bless, you know, peace.
Thank you so much. God bless. Bye-bye.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.